Now, there's another reason why a few of these new senators, when they get into the parliament, should sit up and take notice when this Australian Building and Construction Commission legislation is presented to the parliament. The building union, the CFMEU, is now apparently targeting the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. Union members apparently worked as few as 2 hours a day during the recent election campaign on the construction of venues, 2 hours a day. The CFMEU held two-hour worker meetings twice a day for 3 weeks at the Games site during the election campaign. The suggestion is that the meetings were to warn members about the Turnbull government's policies prior to the election. Others say the real aim of the Go Slow was to coerce the contractor, Hanson Yunkin, to sign an enterprise bargaining agreement on the CFMEU's terms. Workers apparently clocked on at 6:30 a.m. for coffee and, quote, toolbox meetings until 7:30 a.m. That was then followed by the first two-hour union-led communication meeting until 9:30 a.m. That then flowed straight into a half-hour smoko until 10 a.m. Followed by an hour of very little work until the second two-hour union meeting from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. That was followed by a half-hour lunch break and another hour of quote-unquote work, and the workday was over at 2:30 p.m. The meetings forced construction at the Games venue to grind to a halt and cost Hanson Yunkin, the contractor, $750,000. And the meetings also threatened to delay the finish date of the sports complex. Unbelievable. Senators have got to think clearly. This bill, the Building and Construction Commission, to get a policeman overseeing the industry, that has to be passed as a matter of urgency.